AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is tweeting that it's not true he made an insensitive remark to the widow of a soldier killed in Niger. Congresswoman Frederica Wilson says she was with the widow of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson when President Trump telephoned Mrs. Johnson and said, among other things, that her husband knew what he signed up for.
This is a soldier who gave his life for his country. He is a hero in our minds, in our community's minds. That is an insult.
President Trump says Congresswoman Wilson fabricated what he said, and he tweets he has proof. The president's backing away from a deal two senators have come up with, a Republican and a Democrat, to limit the increase in health insurance premiums. At first, the president said it was a good plan. But now, well, here's our Tim McGuire.
President Trump tells a conservative Heritage Foundation he likes the bipartisan effort to extend federal health insurance subsidies, but he wants Congress to do more.
I continue to believe Congress must find a solution to the Obamacare mess instead of providing bailouts to insurance companies.
The Senate proposal would extend the subsidies after Trump himself recently ended the program with an executive order. Trump says he favors a system where funding is given to the states through federal block grants as the best long-term plan. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Two federal judges are now blocking the president's revised travel ban, one in Maryland, the other in Hawaii. They both say the government has not shown that banning individuals from several countries, most of the mainly Muslim nations, will make the U.S. safer. Europe is rolling out new measures to help stop lone wolf terror attacks. They'll train police and private security to work with each other, among other things. The idea is to better protect concerts and sporting events. This is AP Radio News. It's a good time to look at your 401k. The Dow's been going up, 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 up. Alan Valdez is with Silver Bear Capital.
August 2nd, we hit 22,000. Now we're at 23,000. We've had, I think, 26 all-time records since the presidential election. So, I mean, it's just, this market is so strong.
Why?
Part of this rally has been on the hopes of a tax cut. But earnings have been so good, it's almost foreshadowed the tax cuts. But we do want those tax cuts. They're critical to this rally. There's no question about it.
Construction of new homes fell 4.7% in September, the biggest decline in 6 months. Both single-family home building and apartment construction were down. Home building has been sliding this year, but economists remain optimistic that the low level of unemployment will soon spark a rebound in sales and construction. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.